Sloggett is founder and program director, Healthcare Policy Research Centre, Future Health, and a former special advisor of the Department of Health and Social Care. Thanks for coming on the program, Richard. Assuage people of their concerns about data privacy, that this app is a good idea.
So, Tom, I think it's really important to say that there has to be informed consent here. So people have to willingly sign up for this. It is not a case of your data being extracted in a malicious or suspect way. There has to be a public conversation. There has to be public engagement. There has to be informed consent. So people have to be willing to do this. Now, over 30 million people have downloaded the NHS app, which is a significant proportion of the population. If you can use that tool to get some of those people more active and more engaged in their health, I think that would be a really, really good thing, as you say. You also, I think, hit the nail on the head in your introduction, which is there is also an efficiency point on the flow of information, which is one of the main frustrations with our healthcare system. You speak to anyone who goes through the system, most people will say, the doctors and nurses were great, but I had to repeat my information multiple times. It was very slow and very, very frustrating. We are spending a huge amount of money on this system, and it is not running as efficiently as it could do. So anything that can speed that process up and make it more efficient, I think has to be a really, really good thing.
One of the examples that I think happens to a lot of people in that inefficiency of information flow is if you go for a blood test or you have a scan, certainly from my GP, I am meant to ring them to get the results, which I just find is completely bizarre. I've got an app. Just update the app. Tell me what the results are. Put in the app that I've had the test. These are the results. Why would anyone need to ring anyone?
Exactly, and I think you can do a lot of this. Some of the new technology that we see in most of the rest of our lives needs to now be being applied in the healthcare system. So it's a much more consumer-facing service.
How then would you envisage this working? So your steps drop, your heart rate drops or is regularly low or something, and the NHS app would ping you to say you might need to get this looked at or think about increasing your steps. How would it work?
So I think there's an interesting... So let's take an example. So say you're suffering from depression. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that you might see if someone is suffering from depression is they are slightly less active in their life. Now, when they would go to their sort of GP appointment and their checkup appointment, how many times does someone sit in front of a healthcare professional and is asked the question, how are you feeling? And they say, I'm fine.
Yes.
And what that does in a 7-minute consultation is that's quite difficult to unpick. If the GP is sat there with data which says, I've seen you've been a little bit less active recently. Why is that? That's a very more informed and dynamic conversation that you're having in a very constrained appointment time. So that's just one example of how you could use this information. Whether you would then take it to the extent that you said, which is being sort of proactive in trying to nudge and incentivize, I think it's a slightly different but related point. There is a trial, Tom, going on. It'd be interesting to see if there are viewers or callers on from Wolverhampton, because there is a trial in Wolverhampton at the moment, which is incentivizing people to be more active, and if they do their steps, they get vouchers and associated things. So there are programs and pilots going on around that sort of thing.
And when it comes to the wearable tech that people have already, think specifically about phones, but it's kind of limited in what it monitors. Step count maybe, but it's not always that accurate. But people wear Fitbits, they wear all kinds of different bits of tech and are only going to be increasing in the ability of that technology to get really good amounts of data from it. It seems like the world is only heading in one direction and the NHS has so far struggled to keep up. And if it doesn't match the speed of people wearing this wearable tech and getting that data, it's only going to be left behind.
Yes, and it's also going to be increasingly frustrating for people using it that they're having to provide that information themselves rather than have that information seamlessly integrated into the operation of the system. And one of the challenges with the NHS system is it is not one system, it is multiple systems. And one of the sort of structural challenges that technology in NHS faces is how do you make systems talk to each other, interoperate more closely? So one of the things I think through this new investment the government's put in this week is how do you get some of that data that you've talked about more easily fed into the actual sort of NHS mothership, so you can have a more joined up and coordinated conversation.
Love the idea of an NHS mothership floating around somewhere. Richard, thank you. Richard Sloggett, founder and program director at Healthcare Policy Research Centre, Future Health.